We begin the current daf, Maseches Becharis, daf Nun Gimel. Begin the next parak, the ninth parak, Maseches Becharis, parak Maisa Behema. Now, Tosfos points out, although our Masechta is discussing the laws of Becharis, the laws of the firstborn, but generally, whenever it mentions the laws of Becharis, it mentions together Becharis, Maisa, and Pesach, because their halachas are similar, they have the same matonis of the Zukas of Dam. Therefore, we included in this Masechta, this parak discussing the laws of Maisa Behema, the typhing of the tenth animal of a person's new animals. Now, Pesach, since it has a larger amount of halachas, therefore it's mentioned in separately in the Masechta Pesachim, but we mentioned laws of Maisa Behema here in this Masechta Becharis. So the Pesach begins, Maisa Behema, the laws of the typhing of one's animals. Noig ba'aretz or b'chutz la'aretz, it applies in Eretz Yisrael, or if one has his flock out of Eretz Yisrael. B'fnei habayis, b'shalei b'fnei habayis, at the time the Beis HaMikdash was around, when it's not around. Bechulin avalei b'mukdashin. However, it applies only to unconsecrated animals, regular animal a person has, but not to consecrated animals. Additionally, v'noyig b'bagar uvitzayin, it applies to cattle and to flock, meaning large animals like cows and small ones like sheep. But ve'im esasim ezel zeh, you can't take tais of one type of animal onto the other one. Now, however, b'kvasim ubi'izin, it applies, like we said, when we said tzayin, sheep, which includes lambs and goats. Now, although those are two different types, umesasim ezel zeh, then you could take the tithes of one of those on the other, meaning you don't have to have a separate meiser on lambs and goats. Now, continues the Mishnah, b'chadosh, the halacha of meiser behema applies to new animals, meaning the cutoff, the Rosh Hashanah of meiser behema is on the Rosh Chodesh of El, the first of El. So it applies to new animals, ubiyashan, and to old ones, meaning that were born before El. But the einan misasim, one cannot take tithes of maisa behema of new and old mizel ze one on the other. As Gemara will explain why that's a problem, but you can't have those who are born after El cannot be tithed together with those born before El, which shahay b'din, which actually the Mishnah says logic would have dictated otherwise, because you would have said duma imachadish vayashin if regarding new and old animals. Shainim klaim zeb said there's no forbidden mating of the two types. It's the same species. It's just one was born at a later date. And still, in the Masasim Zel Zeh, you're saying that they cannot be tithed one with the other. So kvasim beizim, so regarding lambs and goats, shehim klaim zeb zeh, which they are forbidden to be mated one with the other. They're considered different species. Ein adin shalayu masasim zel zeh. So isn't it a kavu chaymer that there you should not be able to tithe one on the other? So why did we just say before that by kvasim beizim you could tithe them together? Tamalayma, that's what says the Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk, when it talks about the halacha of all the meiser of your bakar, and it says v'tzayin, mash b'kol tzayin echad. And that's why we said it before, as it applies to bakar and tzayin, because that's the terminology of the Pasuk. But then the Mishnah continued to say, but by kvasim v'izim, although they're different species, you could tithe them together, because the Mishnah puts it, the Pasuk puts it into one word, v'tzayin, which tzayin, sheep, includes its subcategories of lambs and goats, which are included in the terminology tzayin, since the Pasuk put it into one word, therefore that tells us that its tithings can be done together. Now, the Gemara says, Lema masnitin, shall we say that our Mishnah that opened up by saying that the laws of Maisa Behema applies even out of Eretz Yisrael is the like Rebbe Kiva. Why? Because the time you learn the Bryce Rebbe Kiva, I mean, he says, Yachl yala adam Maisa Behema. One would think that you would bring up your tithing of your animal, that tenth animal, Mechutz Laretz v'yakrevenu, to bring it from out of Eretz Yisrael and sacrifice it, as the halacha is, the unblemished Maisa Behema has to be brought as a carbon. One would think that one would do that even with his Maisa Behema out of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Kiva, no, that's Talmud Lema, the Pasuk teaches in Devarim. It says, Ve'aveisim shama eliseichem v'zevcheichem v'smasreiseichem. You should bring up to the Beis HaMikdash to bring as a carbon your carbon eilis, your carbon shlamins, and your masreiseichem. What's the plural of masreiseichem? B'shtei maises akasim adabah. The Pasuk is talking about two types of maises, which echad maise behema, echad maise dogen. There's a law of the tithing of the animals, which you bring to Yerushalayim to bring as a carbon. And there's also the tithing of the grain, which maise shein, you also bring to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. Now, which teaches us the comparison of these two maises, one to the other. Mimakam shatam mala maise dogen, from the place where you bring up the tithing of the grain, which, what type of grain do you bring, do you have the halachas of the maises? That is only that which grows in Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says in the first parak condition of Laman Zayin and Alf. Any mitzvah which is an obligation on the land, on agricultural, only applies to things that grow in Eretz Yisrael, which the Gemara there learns out from Sukkim. So there, that the type of thing, atamala ma'isa behema, that's where you also can have the halacha of ma'isa behema, which is if you have the flock in Eretz Yisrael. But a place where you don't have the obligation of taking out the tithes of the grain, which is out of Yisrael, Iyatamala, Ma'aseh Behemah, that you don't have the halacha bringing up the Ma'aseh Behemah, bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that Ma'aseh Behemah does not apply to out of Yisrael. Seemingly, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, no, fill Tamer Rabbi Kiva. You could even say the halacha of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. Because Khan, in the Brisa, Rabbi Kiva was talking about Likariv. That, what are we saying it's not sanctified? It's not sanctified to be able to be brought as a carbon if it's out of Eretz Yisrael. But Khan, in our Mishnah that said that it does apply even out of Eretz Yisrael, is Likadish, is just to be sanctified. Which Gemara shortly is going to explain for what halacha then you're saying it's sanctified if you're not bringing it as a carbon. But that's what says the Gemara, it's not difficult. Rabbi Kiva was saying it's not going to be brought as a carbon, but it is going to be sanctified, like our Mishnah says. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, a precise reading of Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa, is clear that he's excluding it only from the halacha of sacrificing it as a carbon. Because the Nasab LaTamud, because the Gemara brings the support for his halacha from Vehavesim Shama, that you'll bring it over there to the Beis HaMikdash, which is regarding Hakrav, regarding bringing it as a carbon. Shema Minah, but we can infer, but yes, but our Mishnah, which is talking about being sanctified, is even like Rabbi Kiva. But that has to come out. But Ihachi, if that's the case, so Ma'achesh in the carbon, but once you're saying it's not brought as a carbon, Samai Kaddish, so for what purpose are we saying that it's sanctified? So it's Gemara, it's Lenechel Bemum and Labalam. It is a halacha Ma'is Behema. But he has to wait until it develops a blemish, and then the owner will go ahead and eat it. Because Ma'is Behema, the laws of the tithed animal, the halacha is if it's unblemished, it's brought as a carbon. If it's blemished, it's eaten. But either way, whether it's unblemished or blemished, it's eaten by the owners because we don't find anywhere that it's given to the kayin. It's all done by the owner. But we're saying it is sanctified as Ma'aseh Behemah. It's just that he'll wait till it develops a blemish and leave it by itself because it cannot be brought as a carbon. But it will have the sanctity of the laws of Ma'aseh Behemah. Now the Gemara continues that the Mishnah said, Bifnei Habayis, Vishala Bifnei Habayis. It applies whether the Beis HaMikdash is around or even if it's not around. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Afilo Edna Nami. That even in today's times we should have the halacha of Ma'aseh Behemah. Why is it that we don't practice the law of the tithing of the animals? The Amr Rav Huna, the Rav Huna says, as brought later on in this parakat, Afnim Chesma Beis, says, Gezer Mishrum Yasim. We'll see that context that he's talking about over there, that there's a concern because of an orphan animal. So to over here, we're concerned for an orphan animal. That is because one cannot include the halacha of Ma'aseh Behemah is that you have to have 10 animals and the 10th one that comes out is the one that has the Ma'aseh Behemah. But you cannot include in that halacha of Ma'aseh Behemah an orphan animal. As the Mishnah tells us later on, from the Zayin and Aleph, all types of animals could go into the pen to be including the halacha of Ma'aseh Behemah to be tithed, except for a klayim, a hybrid, treifa as a mortal defect, Yetidefin is born to Caesarian, Mechutz Hazman, it's not yet old enough, or Yasim if it's orphan. Now, so why is our Gemara specifically picking the case of Yasim, if it really applies to a concern of including all the other types of animals? That's because in that context of Rav Huna, it only applies to a bought animal or an orphan one, as we'll see later on the parak. But the animal that we're talking about here is an animal that, at the time of its birth, its mother passed away, this one went to life and this one went to death. So because of that concern that we might include the orphan animal, so therefore the Rabbanan said that we're not going to go ahead and practice this halacha of Ma'aseh Behemah anymore because then it's going to be inappropriate halacha, it's not going to be done the right way because we might include the wrong type of animal. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, you tell me we don't do Ma'aseh Behemah anymore, even though really should apply, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of a rabbinic concern that we might come to include a yasam, an orphan animal, some ikari namilai. Then even before also, even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, the rabbinic decree should have been, we don't do Ma'aseh Behemah because of an orphan animal. Ella rather, the reason why you're saying, obviously they didn't make a decree in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, is because efshar b'achraza, the courts can make an announcement that a person should not include in the pen, in the enclosure of the animals to be tithed, an orphan animal. So then even so, today, we should also be mafresh Ma'aseh Behemah, because efshar b'achraza, you can make an announcement, and people will know, and then we could continue fulfilling this mitzvah, Ma'aseh Behemah. So Elamah Rabba, rather, Rabba says the reason is not because of this gezerah of an orphan animal. Rather, the reason why we don't practice it anymore, Ma'aseh Behemah, is Mishum Takala, is because of a stumbling block. Because we don't have any more what to do with an unblemished Ma'aseh Behemah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash to sacrifice it. And the halacha requires that one wait until it develops a blemish. The problem is, in that interim, until it develops a blemish, one could go ahead and stumble in a prohibition regarding this unblemished Ma'aseh Behemah, where it's prohibited to shear the wool or work with it, or one can't slaughter it yet because one might slaughter it without a blemish. You have to wait till it develops a blemish. So because of that, the rabbi said, okay, we're not going to go ahead and even make this situation because it might cause a takala. We don't practice anymore ma'isa behema. Now, it says the Gemara, "Umenot temer dechashin la takala." Where do we know that we have this concern because of a stumbling block of something that's prohibited? And if you're going to hold on to it, you might come to stumble with it, and therefore that's again the reason why we don't do any more ma'isa behema. There's a tznan which the Gemara says the Tanya. It's a brayse that says emakdishin. Today's times, one is not allowed to go ahead and say something is for hektish. Or ve'ema marichin, we don't do and say, oh, I want to take upon the erich value of that person. Or ve'ema chrimin, we don't do cherim, which is a similar concept as hektish, however, it's designating for the kehanim, but it also has the same halacha as hektish, as the pasuk says, kol cherim kodesh kadoshim. It also gives it a hektish type of a status, which is forbidden for a person to have benefit from. We don't do these things bizman azen today's times. Now, vim hektish v'herach v'hechum, if someone went ahead and did that and was makdish something, or marach something, or made a cherim, so then, that value, that thing that he gave, behem, if it's an animal, ti'akar, has to be uprooted. Because again, we don't want it to be around, because you don't want it to be a stumbling block for a person who might prohibitively have benefit from it. Or if it's payris, if it's produce, or ksus, or garments, or kalim, or vessels, seyir kavu, then it has to go ahead and let it rot. But if it's mois, if it's money or metal, which won't rot, then yelich liyam ha-melech, you throw it to the Dead Sea. And explains the brisa beizehu equal. What does it mean to uproot the animal? Nail delis, but for now you lock the door in front of it. Vehimesim elah dies by itself out of starvation. So you see, because we don't want stumbling, and therefore you're not allowed to be makdish marach and be machem. Again, that's the same reason why the rabbi said we're not going to do ma'aseh behem anymore. So then asked the Gemara, Ihach, if that's the case, that's why we don't do ma'aseh behem anymore. So b'chor nami lo likdish. So we shouldn't sanctify either the firstborn animal, bizman as in today's times. Why do we have the laws of b'chor? We should also stop that because of the problems that one might run into when it's unblemished until it develops a blemish. Says the Gemara, b'chor b'didan talya milsa. What do you think? The sanctity of the firstborn animal is contingent and dependent on us? What do you mean, b'rechem kaddish? It's sanctified by itself through the womb when it's born. So that's not something. Ma'isa behema, we don't do the activity of creating the sanctity of ma'isa behema. What are you asking from b'chor? Says Gemara Hachikam, this is what we're asking. Since you're concerned for a stumbling block, for people violating Isser when it's still unblemished, so l'kninu l'odnayu, so you should go ahead and avoid the sanctity by acquiring the ear of the mother animal, l'ivdi k'chavim. Meaning, give him a small partnership in the animal to a non-Jew in the animals, so that's what's called yad avikachavim be'emtza, that a non-Jew has a partnership in the animal, which therefore it will preclude it from getting the sanctity of b'chayra, delay liktish mikar, that won't be sanctified in the first place, because once a non-Jew has a partnership, it doesn't have any sanctity, it doesn't have any halacha b'chayra at all. So that's our question. If you're so concerned, so therefore we don't do ma'aseh behem anymore, so we should do a situation to create, and we should institute this halacha, not to have b'chayra either bizman hazeh. So that the Gemara continues on the base and says, no, the reason why we didn't have to make a special takana by Bukhar is because Efshar, it's possible to do other types of rectifications that are actually more ideal. Because Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. Because on Rabbi Yehuda, he says, it's permitted for a person to make a blemish in a firstborn animal, which again, generally is prohibited to make a blemish in a carbon, but you could do it kaid mishiyot lavra oilam, before the animal comes out into the airspace of the world, before it's born. And therefore it's not considered yet sanctified, and therefore you're allowed to make a blemish before it's born. And that's better than the option that we're saying for Ma'isa Behema, because as the Gemara says this in the first paragraph of Gimel Abayis, the reason why all the animals of Rav Mari died was because he actually did this idea about acquiring the ears of the mother animals to the non-Jews. The reason why that's not so ideal, and he was punished, is because he was precluding it from having any sanctity whatsoever of even being given to the Kohen. In contrast over here, when you make a blemish, it's born a blemished b'chor, so although you're not going to have the problems of slaughtering right away, so you won't have to hold on to it, which then you might run into takala, but at least it has sanctity that it's given to the kohen. A b'chor, even if it's a bal mum, is given to the kohen, so it has some sanctity. But if the non-Jew has a partnership, it's not even halacha b'chor, it's not even given to the kohen. So therefore, that's why we didn't make that takana, like by Ma'aseh Behema, because we didn't want to go ahead and preclude it totally from sanctity, because there are other options of letting it have some Kedushas Bechor, just you would be able to slaughter it right away, and you won't have the Chashash of Takal. Now, the Gemara asks, but then Hachinami, so then we're going back to Ma'aseh Behema. Here also, Efshar, it's possible to rectify it, that you also won't have to hold on and wait and delay, which you're saying that's why we're not even going to do Ma'aseh Behema anymore, because of the delay you might have to wait till the level is a blemish. The Shadi Behemoth and Mikar. Ordering the same answer you gave for a Bechar, then you could say for Ma'aseh Behemoth, you could make it blemished before you sanctify it as Ma'aseh Behemoth. Which the Gemara says, Mi Yad Hai Nafik? What do you mean? Do you know which one's going to be the 10th animal to make a blemish in it beforehand to do the same thing we're doing by Bechar? And says the Gemara, and Bechitim, if you're going to say, yeah, the Mapuk Liberesh Asara, that you'll make the 10th one, you'll push the one that you're making the blemish to be the 10th one coming out. And that says the Gemara, you can't do that. Because the Torah says explicitly, you cannot differentiate between good and bad, which sounds like you're not allowed to take out the 10th animal. Rather, it has to go out by itself. And therefore, you're not going to know which one's the 10th animal to make a blemish in it before. And it says the Gemara, and if you're going to say, okay, but what you could do is, before it's tithe, you could actually make a blemish in your whole entire flock, because at that point, they're still chulin, and you're allowed to make a blemish in it, and then you'll go ahead and do the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth, you'll let the 10th one come out, because the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth take effect, even as a blemished animal, like we quoted the Pasuk, Le'yivakar ben Tev L'ra. Don't differentiate whether it's good or bad, the 10th one is the 10th one, and that will be the one Ma'aseh Behemoth, unblemished as a carbon, blemished, eaten by the owner. And that says the Gemara, no, that's not a good option either. Because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, speedily the Beis HaMikdash, the temple is going to be rebuilt. And you're going to need animals to bring his karbanis. You're not going to have, because you're going to take your whole flock and make them blemished. So then you won't have any karbanis. So therefore, that's not an option. So the Gemara says, well, Hachanami B'Bachar Behema, then back to the laws of the firstborn animal. There you're saying, oh, we have a good option. We don't have to say this thing about acquiring a share of the animal to the non-Jew, because you could make a blemish in the animal before it's born. So then you ask the same question. Maybe you're born in the Beis HaMikdash. What do I mean? The Beis HaMikdash is going to be speedily rebuilt. You're going to need animals to bring its karbanos. You're not going to have, because every firstborn animal had a blemish in it. So it's like, okay, fine, but Efshe B'Pshutin. But it's possible to have the non-firstborn. You can have an animal having many children. So the non-firstborns will be brought as karbanas. So then the Gemara asks, well, if that's the answer, it's a hachanami efshe b'lekuchen. So then also, here also, by the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth, it's possible that there are animals that are bought. Meaning, the halacha is that the animals that are bought, there also you won't have to make blemishes in them to exempt them from the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth. Because a bored animal is intrinsically exempt from the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth. As the Mishnah tells us, halakuach, that which is bought, or which was given to him as a gift, is exempt from the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth. So you will have animals also, even if you preclude the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth by making blemishes in the whole flock, you'll still have other animals which are bored, which don't have Ma'aseh Behemoth, that you won't have to make blemishes in them, so you will have karbanas. So we're back to the question, Ma'aseh Behemoth then, why don't you make blemishes in your whole flock? Says the Gemara, no, kiven di ihu shadi be'muma b'kuli edra, since the person himself, every person who has animals, is making blemishes in his whole flock, so all the animals born by him are all going to be exempt, because every animal he's blemishing so that it doesn't have the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth. So it comes out that the animals that are bought are going to be very few, because which animals are you buying? Every person who has animals is already making blemishes in their in the animal. And moreover, it's also very common that there are blemishes in an animal that will invalidate it from being a carbon. Because even a cataract in the eye of the animal could invalidate it as a carbon. So therefore, it's not so common to find animals to bring as carbonates, and therefore, we don't separate at all Ma'aseh Behemoth, because if we would want to do like what we do by Bukhari, to go ahead and make a blemish in the whole flock beforehand, we're not going to find practically any carbon, any animal that's valid for a carbon when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be spiritually rebuilt, and therefore we just don't do the law of Ma'aseh Behemoth bezman hazeh. The Mishnah said that the laws of Ma'aseh Behemoth apply b'chulin avalei b'makdashin, by unconsecrated animals, regular animals, but not by sanctified animals. So the Gemara is Mekdash and Pshita. What do you mean? Obviously, you're not doing Ma'aseh Behemoth on the sanctified animal. Lavdi Deinin, sanctified means to say it's owned by Hashem for whatever sanctity it has. It's not his. Of course, he's not doing Ma'aseh Behemoth. It's only on one's own animals that he does Ma'aseh Behemoth. So the Gemara, Bekachim Kalim, we're talking about the lower level karbanis like Shlamim. But Libdur Bisaglili, and it's going like Bisaglili that we have to say that even according to him, we're not going to go ahead and do Ma'aseh Behemoth. Because the Amr, he says, Kachim Kalim Mamun Bailamhem. He says that actually lower level karbanas, they're actually considered the owned, they're the money of the owners. The time like learn the Brisa. Pasuk says of a Yikram, which told me that if a person sins Umola mol b'Hashem, and he's going to be misappropriate, and he's going to be an act of treason against Hashem, which is, what's the pasuk talking about over there? So the pasuk talking about over there, v'chichish b'misa, if he's denying by his friend a deposit or a loan or something that he's denying where he really owes his friend money, and he's denying it. So there's certain halachas where he's going to be obligated in. Now, why does it say b'Hashem if it's really like the pasuk says b'misa? So says the first opinion, it's l'rabbis kachem kalam. It's coming to include the lower level karbanis, where if let's say his friend had deposited by him to watch for him his karban shlam, and the watchman, he denies, and he then even swears in it, but then he later admits. So the halacha is, he has to pay the principal and the fifth and the karban ashim. Why? Because here it's b'Hashem and b'Misa. Because like we said, the pasuk says, emol emol b'Hashem echichish b'Misa yishalom. A shlamim is both l'Hashem, it's a carbon, but it's also b'Misa, shem mom and b'ilam, because it's also owned, it's the ownership, it's considered his money, of the owner, and therefore it's something that he's denying to the owner, not just Hashem. That's the very basic lily. So therefore, so according to him, you would have thought to say that since ma'isa behema, since these kachim, the kalim, are considered the person's own animals, so therefore it's his own animals, and just like his own animals he has to tithe, so too the kachim kalim. Kamash Malan, that's what we're saying, that no, avoloi b'mukdash. So the Gemara, but then ve'imachanami, so why don't you say that, according to Reza Galili, that you should have the halach of ma'isa behema? Why is it exempted? Says the Gemara, because yiyah kodesh amar chaman, the Torah says, asiri yiyah kodesh, the tenth one will be holy, which tells us v'loi shekvar kodesh, but it can't be which was already holy. And therefore, any kachim kalim, even though it's mamam b'ilam, but it already has sanctity, and therefore, it won't have the halacha of ma'isa behema. But now, in this interpretation, the Gemara asks, so time of the kasar achman the yiyah kodesh, you tell me the reason why the halacha of ma'isa behema does not apply to kachim, even kachim kalim, which is even mamam b'ilam, is because it already has sanctity, and ma'isa behema is only that which will get sanctity, halav hachi, but if not for that gzeres hakasav, havamina chayla kedushas ma'isa levayu. So I would have thought to say that the kedusha of ma'iser will take effect, let's say, on that carbon shlam, which the Gemara Shulda is going to explain what's the purpose, what's the utility of kedushas ma'iser on kedushas shlam. It already has the sanctity of a carbon shlam on it. So the Gemara is going to explain, because there are actually unique prohibitions that apply specifically to ma'iser behema, that of you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to redeem it. And therefore, you would have thought that kedushas ma'iser will take effect on the kedusha of shlam. Meaning to say that the laws of ma'iser behema will apply to that. However, on that, as the Gemara, hash to kedusha chamura, a kedusha kala lechayla, as we're going to shortly prove, even the more severe sanctity does not take effect on something that has already a lesser sanctity. So kedusha kala mebaya, so a lesser sanctity. Ma'aser behemah is also kachim kal. On also a lesser sanctity, that of shlam, you think to say that it would take effect, that you need a pasuk to say that it doesn't? As the Gemara explains, mahi, what's this halacha that we're referring to? That's not like, learn the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura. Mishnah says, Echad Kachim is Be'ach. There's two primary categories of sanctity. There are those that are sanctified for the altar, which are called Karbanas. The Echad Kachim Bedigabayas, or that which is designated for the temple upkeep, which is the treasury, it's the monetary sanctity of Hekdash. Says the Mishnah, no matter which category it is, Ein Mishanin Oisa Mekdush L'Kedusha. You can't deviate it from one sanctity to another type of sanctity. Meaning, you can't go ahead and have the Kedushas Mizbeach take effect, even though it's a more severe sanctity, on something that has already kedushas bedikabais. So even though it's more severe, it can't take effect. And so through the reverse, you can't have the kedushas bedikabais take effect on the kedushas mizbeach. Now, what would that be? Isn't kedushas mizbeach more severe? What would it even mean, kedushas bedikabais taking effect? It would mean that the person whose carbon it was, who now that he made a kedushas bedikabais, would have to give the monetary value to redeem it from bedikabais, and then that he could go out and use his carbon. That says the Mishnah, no. What sanctity it is, it remains a sanctity. What you're trying to make a new sanctity cannot take effect. You can't switch it from one to another. And that's the source of the question that the Gemara is asking, where you see clearly that you cannot take something even from a Kedusha Kalak to Kedusha Chamura. You can't take something from even Kachay Bedigabayas to Kachay Mizbech. Now, however, the Mishnah does make a qualification and say, Makdishin, I say, but you could go ahead and take something that already has kedushas mizbeach and add on a kedushas bedikabais in a certain aspect of what's called hektish iloy. What is that? Didn't we say that once it already has kachay mizbeach, it definitely cannot now go ahead and take kachay bedikabais? Is that no? Because the owner, he still has some rights in this carbon. which is that he has the benefit of deciding what is going to be done with this carbon. And he's giving over those rights to the Bet HaGavayis, to the temple upkeep. And that benefit, although it's already totally a carbon, that benefit is given to the Bet HaGavayis, which is what he could do is he could take money from another Jew and he'll make up with him that he's going to go ahead and bring a carbon at the time of when his grandson, who is a Kayan, is doing the carbonis, as the Gemara said in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and that benefit, he still has invested in it, which is doesn't have the kedushas of Mizbeach, that's his own benefit, that is giving to the Bet HaGavayis, which that's what's saying Hektish Ilui. Ilui is from the word of Ma'ala Badam, that he evaluates it in a monetary value, and that measurement of the benefit that he has in the carbon, which is cut from his bath, he's giving to the treasurer. That one could do. And so to Umachrim and Isai. Similarly, one could go ahead and make a chayrim, not as in the word chayrim as excommunication, but that's a certain type of sanctity. He could do that in the Kachim Mizbeach, where similarly, just like we said for the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Kachim Bet HaGavayis, he could give to a Kayin according to the benefit that he has in that. But again, the carbon itself, which is the portion of the Mizbeach, that's the first part of the Mishnah is saying that no other sanctity will take effect. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question, saying, so you see that even a Kedusha Kala, you cannot even upgrade it to Kedusha Hamur. You can't take from Bet HaGavayis to Kachim Mizbeach. So for sure you can't take from a Kedusha Kala to Kedusha Kala, from Shlom to Maisa Behema. So what's the whole question? Why do you need a Pasik to say that, oh, Mekudashim will not take effect in Maisa Behema? Why do you need a Pasik even? Of course not. It already has the sanctity of a carbon Shlom. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'ad Tema, what would you say? Hasim, over there in the Mishnah Masechet is Temur. Yeah, the reason why we're saying that you can't even take effect a more severe sanctity of Kedushas Mizbeach on something that already had even just a lesser level sanctity of Kedushas Bet HaGavayis is because the Chol Behema, every animal, Lavla Oila Kaima, is not designated to be brought as a carbon, Oila as a carbon, because generally most animals are eaten by regular people. So therefore, once it was sanctified to the Bet HaGavayis, I would say that that's a bona fide sanctity. And that conclusively takes effect in totality, the Kedushas Bet HaGavayis. Because there was nothing holding it back from taking effect in Kedushas Bet HaGavayis, because a regular animal is just for a hedyot. So when you sanctify Kedushas Bet HaGavayis, it's in totality Kedushas Bet HaGavayis, and therefore, now you can't go ahead and switch it, like we said, to any other, even Kedushas Mizbeach. Aval Hacha, in contrast, over here regarding Maisa Behema, the Chol Behema of Maisa Kaima, from its inception, every animal, including this one that you made into a shlam, from before you made it into Shlam, from its inception, it was designated to be Maisa Behema, because generally every animal, from the new animals that are born, they all have to go into the pen, into the Halacha Maisa Behema. So therefore, we would have thought to say, Da'avagav Da'akdasha, so even though that he ultimately sanctified as a carbon Shlamim, Loi Paka Isur De'Maisa Mina, that it doesn't remove it from the prohibition of the laws of Maisa Behema that initially applied to every animal, and therefore we would have thought to say that Maisa Behema would take effect on even Mukdashan of Kachim Kalam like that of Shlam. Therefore, we needed to have a pasuk of no Yia Kodesh, but not something that already was sanctified before. Now, but the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkimina, what exactly would anyways be the difference that if you're saying that, and therefore you need a pasuk to say it doesn't, that, oh, the sanctity of the Maisa Behema would take effect on the Shlamim, but anyway, the Shlamim is more severe, the Maisa Behema is not more severe than that of Shlamim, so what would you say that it's taking effect on it, for what purpose? They're both anyways Kachim Kalams. That says the Gemara, to take effect, the prohibitions of, the Girsa of Rashi switches around these two words, B'lo Yigal U'B'lo Yimachar, or B'lo Yimachar U'B'lo Yigal, which is that by a carbon Shlamim, one could redeem it. But by Maisa Behema, the law says you're not allowed to redeem it and you're not allowed to sell it. Kemash Malan, that way, therefore, we need the pasuk Yia Kodesh and not something that already was sanctified, and therefore the Shlam is not included in the laws of Maisa Behema. Therefore, it's not going to take effect in Maisa Behema. One could still redeem that Shlam. It's not going to have the halachas of Maisa Behema. Now, the Mishnah said, B'neig B'bakur B'tzayin, the laws of Maisa Behema apply to cattle, to flock, but you can't go ahead and mix a cow and a sheep together to take tithes one on the other. But regarding lambs and goats, as we said from the pasuk v'tzayin that included one category, there you could go ahead and take maaser one on the other, but old and new, that you can't. Which the Gemara explains in the way of a question. Similar to like we said in the Mishnah. let the old the new animals and the old animals, meaning ones that were born after El and before El, to be tithe one on the other from a kal v'chaymer. Because a makvas and be'izim shem klayim zebezeh, if regarding lambs and goats, which are different species in regards to the laws of mating them together, that it's forbidden, still mesasim zebezeh, we consider them one in regards to the laws of tithing. So chadash v'yashin, so the same animal, same lambs, one is new and one is old. She'enim klayim zebezeh, which is not forbidden to mate one with the other, in addition she'yasasim zebezeh, isn't a kal v'chaymer that you can take tithe one from the other? Tamalayim, that's what says the Gemara, says in the pasuk, aser to aser. Tithing you shall surely tithe. What's the redundancy? B'shtei ma'isos akasa medaba, the pasuk talking about two different types of things that you tithe, which is echad ma'isa behemah, ve'echad ma'isa dagan. It's talking about the tithing of the animals and the tithing of the grain. U'makish ma'isa behemah, ma'isa dagan. So it's equating and comparing the laws of ma'isa behemah to the laws of the tithing of one's grain, which is ma'isa dagan, just like the tithing of one grain. Mechadish ala yashan lo, you can't do from the new grain on the old grain, like the pasuk says in Devarim Yedaled, in that pasuk that we're quoting. Hayyitzeh hasadah shana shana, that which comes out of the field every single year, which is telling you that which came out of the field that year you could tithe, but you can't take from this year on last year, and neither from last year on this year. So av ma'isa behemah, so therefore the same thing applies to the laws of ma'isa behemah. Machadash al yashan lai, from the new ones and the old ones you can't tithe. Now ihachi, but it's asked the Gemara, if that's the case, then kfasam be'izim nami. So then we should say also that it should be problematic with lambs and goats. Lema makish ma'isa behemah ma'isa dagan. You should say the same comparison. We're going to compare the laws of ma'isa behemah to the laws of ma'isa of dagan. Ma ma'isa dagan min min al she'ena minoy loy. Just like by the tithing of the grain, of the produce. One cannot do from one species on the other. As the Gemara is going to tell us later on, that it says the word chaylev separately by different types of species to say that even in the laws of tithing one's produce, you can't tithe one species on the other. So therefore we should say by ma'isa behemah too, that one species and the other, lambs and goats, should be prohibited to tithe one on the other. Says the Gemara, no, like we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Rachman Atzayin, the Torah has inclusionary terminology when it says sheep, which sounds like all sheep, which includes the subcategories of lambs and goats, are considered one species regarding the laws of ma'isa behemah. So, but then the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, chadash v'yashan nami, then old and new also are also the same species for sure. It's even the same goat or lamb should also then, as the one word sign puts them together, be able to be tithe together. Says the Gemara, no, haksiv. Pasuk says, like we pointed out before, aser to aser, which is said there's two types of maises. We're comparing it to maisa dagan, and just like maisa dagan can't be from one year on the other, so to maisa behemah. But then the Gemara says, Marisus, then what do you see to differentiate? You have one term inclusionary of Tzayin. You have one term exclusionary of Asa to Asa. So where do you see fit to include the laws of Kvasim and Izin together, but to exclude that of Chadash and Yashin? So Amar Ravi says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, this one of Asa to Asa, it says Shana Shana, every single year, which is when we're comparing Asa to Asa, the two Mises one to the other, it's Lishon Hikashtim. It's regarding that same year that it compared the laws of Maisa Behemah to Maisa Dagan to say that you cannot take the tithes from one year on the year before, that which was born before El on that which was born after El. But V'loy L'davar Acher, but not for anything else regarding to require the same species, for that we didn't require, and therefore the inclusionary terminology of Itzayin is including that Kvasim and Izim are allowed to be Ma'aser Ze'al Ze'al.